All right, it's Thursday, June 2025, 10 o'clock in the morning. This is a regular work session for the Board of County Commission being held in the large conference room in the commission office in Vernal. First item is, well, first two items are Melissa, UNA County New York HCRA contract changes.
Okay. So GPS has sent a updated for the Healthcare Reform Act agreement with the New York State Department of Health, which is a requirement under the ACA. The last time the agreement had been signed was by William Stringer, and so this is just an administrative update to something we've had forever, and it needs a more current signature.
Try to be nice.
He's heard ACA.
I'm trying to be nice. I just want to make sure that doesn't come with an exchange of people from New York coming to us.
No, it's really if someone were to get care in New York. Like they have a wild vacation. You know what I mean? Like someone here
right
takes
now.
A wild vacation.
I'm going to have a wild vacation.
And she might need to go to the emergency room.
Not touching that. All right. We're done with that one, thank goodness. Proposed policy changes to policy 100, human resources management, and the 110, personnel and payroll records.
So I made copies, but I get, if you want me to put it up, I can do that as well. What's easier?
I left it up on the screen.
Okay.
Not really for us, but for,
everybody else. Yeah, got that there.
Thank you.
All right, she tried to tell me you were going to want it on the screen, and I should have listened. She's not being a good listener.
Thank you.
Updated. This one, for example, Policy 100, had not been updated since 2011, and there have been several statutory changes since then. The policy, as written now, as proposed, is still the same intent, just to basically, for Policy 100, is kind of just to lay out the fundamental principles for the Human Resources Department. And it basically follows Utah Code 1775, which is the Personnel Management Act. Does anybody want me to scroll? Are you reading this? Everyone loves a good policy read.
What are the changes?
So, I created a matrix that might actually, I don't know if that would be more helpful.
Well, can I request a red one?
So,
that's out when we get them.
Yes. Except for I've totally redone it, so it's not really a red line, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So one thing that I did do was create like a change matrix for both the policies I've got today, and we'll continue to do so for updates to others, which is a general kind of description of the legacy text compared to the new draft text and why the change should be made or why I'm recommending the change. And so that's what's on this matrix here. Okay, so if you want, I can just kind of run through some of these changes. Okay. So the purpose and authority for Policy 100 was updated to reflect the change in the Utah County Personnel Management Act. And so basically it's just referring back straight to the Utah County Personnel Management Act that was updated in 25. There were updates to the cross-reference, the legal cross-references, to include the Anti-Discrimination Act, Utah Code 534A5, the ADA and the ADEA, which were not there prior. And then 100.5 was updated to reflect legislative requirements for separation of duties. So calling out what the county commission has the authority to do when it comes to, like, they have the ultimate authority in approving, amending and rejecting all personnel policies, overreaching county pay plan. And sorry, I'll scroll here. And then further describing, in accordance to the Utah County Personnel Management Act, the responsibilities of the Human Resources Director, and then also department heads. That's so small up there. Can be our thing anymore, trying that
okay. Yeah, I appreciate you looking at those to update them. I noticed that as I was reviewing some of them, they were kind of old. So thank you for doing that.
You bet.
First clue was parchment paper.
They were dusty.
Yeah, a bit.
We were like, how?
All right. Let's hit 110.
Okay, so same thing with 110. I'll pull up the matrix.
Is it 110 or 101?
So my proposal would be to move it to 101 so we have a real sequence to these policies and we'll number them in the correct sequence. This one has less updates. Policy 110 was regarding personnel and payroll records, so this follows along the same lines. The intent is the same. Okay, so this one included updated code under grandma, so Utah Code 6718 that was outdated in the legacy policy. And it also removed HIPAA. HIPAA had been noted for medical files, but HIPAA does not apply to government agencies and applies to insurance companies and medical providers, but replaces it with the ADA and FMLA, which does apply to personnel record management. And I think those were the main updates on this one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If it doesn't apply to government?
It doesn't apply to us.
Okay. So as a reporter who watch for information
and medical. Do we try to record it? So I don't want to be an expert of your office because I don't know. It doesn't apply to me.
I would have to look to see. Right.
Yes.
I agree with Melissa. I'd have to look to see with that.
I think it applies to me.
But I think that the laws, the FMLA and all that would still apply, would be another way.
Yes, to apply for that office.
So, let's look and see.
How is this recorded document when I get a recorded document? Can you hear me on this? No.
Sure. Here.
So when I get a recorded document, sometimes it's an affidavit that has medical information changing a trustee of a trust or some type of ownership. And we've always been told HIPAA applies to that.
That's a good question because, I'm going to have to look at that. I know what Melissa is saying is true for that, but let's look and see.
Your office.
It's kind of interesting because when they do those trusts, usually an attorney's involved and they should know better.
Right.
Put that kind of information on a document that's public, that's recorded. A lot of times they come through title.
And I wonder if you'll be seeing it more with AI, things like that. It's just, you can stick it in
if
I think about
it.
So, we'll
help me out with that because I think it does apply.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
And I'm happy to email these out if somebody, if you want copies of the matrix of updated policy, whatever.
I didn't get that.
Okay.
I got short.
Sorry.
All right. Next one is the road cut fees for water districts. You want to handle that one there, Warren?
Yeah, I can talk. There's some other people here, too, that would have information. What was it, back in 2010 or 2011, there was an agreement where the county agreed to not charge water districts for road cuts in exchange for water districts not charging us for hookups. It's just come to light, and I'll have Jared speak on this in a minute, that we have, well, I guess first, yes, we have never saw any hookups. Is that correct?
In the last 10 years, no. I actually called on our shop, which is next to Tri-County Health, because that's our like our newest one, and that was through Burlington. So I have to contact them for that, but as far as with them, we haven't done any new building. I've been doing remodels ever since Kelly left. He did the Golden Age Center, Tri-County Health. I was here when that was all going on, but that was the last new hookups for the county. I think Duxkin Hills for the tubing hill, I think that's through Major Water. I mean,
I think that's
Jensen
Water.
Jensen Water, yeah. That was a contract.
Yeah, so I don't have anything as far as new construction in about the last 10 years or so.
Okay. But I believe we've been paying out quite a bit as a county. We've been absorbing those costs for the road cuts. And if we could have Jared with the road department speak on that.
So I went back 5 years, and I didn't individualize each water district, the number of permits they had, but just did how many permits water districts had in the county. And so far, last year, there was 52 permits. Year 2024, there was 38. Year 23, there was 48. So there's ballpark around 40 permits a year for road cuts, whether that's across the road, road bores, or work in the county right-of-way in the shoulders. Estimated, without going through each individual permit, manually and seeing exactly what they did. I have an estimate in the last 5.5 years at $75,000. And that's just what the water districts themselves had on permits. There are some projects that contractors have done for water districts, installing new water mains or major repairs. And I have a few that I've dug up in the last year and a half would be about another $25,000.
That we waived?
And it's all been waived.
So I believe the intent, thank you, Jared, Jess, I believe the intent of this was just to say, hey, let's help each other as entities, government entities. But I don't know that Uinta County is receiving much of a benefit, but we're absorbing a lot of the cost for these. So this came up. We just wanted the commission to review this and to decide, is it beneficial? Do you like it as it is? Do you want to change it? Do you want to get rid of it? So that's why we put that on the agenda. That's why we bring this forward.
So just as public, I'm speaking on behalf of a member of the community, I think that is a good thing to have in place, as long as it's not costing the county. I mean, if it's not repaired the way it needs to be, and then they should come back and repair the road the way it should be, because that is another fee that we'll pass on to customers down the road, and if government entities can work together to keep that at a minimal cost, I think it's a good program, personally. Because eventually down the pike, it's going to end up for customers with the water company somewhere.
My question is, are they charging the customer anyway?
Good question.
No.
Your neighbors.
The big thing that we run into on projects in the past and when this come about is we couldn't get a definite answer on what the county required as far as permitting for the contractors. So if you charge an impact, well, a road cut permit, you're doing a mile of pipe, and you guys require a flow fill, so, or whatever, the cost of the project goes sky high. You can't do it. So some of that's coming into here, but we don't pass on the impact fee as far as the water connection.
Would you please give your name and who you represent?
Alan Hacking, Ashley Valley Water and Sewer.
So you're saying you do not pass on any of the costs to the consumer?
If this is changed, we will.
And I don't understand, you said that you didn't know what was required from the county?
In the past.
But now you understand the ordinance is correct,
well,
what is required?
It's still a wishy-washy as far as me. I was a contractor that done a lot of this. And you could not pin down one person to say, if you're bidding a project, to say this is what's going to be required. So you got to go to the worst case scenario. So then the project, you know, as a local contractor, I would look out for the county. As an out-of-town contractor, I would bid the way it was, and then you see change orders because. So they were the low bidder, then they come in and do a shitty job, which I can go show you hundreds, that was done because it wasn't up to standard.
So now, so Mr. Kaufman, you are the person who is contacted, correct, with road cuts?
Correct, yeah.
So we do have an individual, and we do have those ordinances that explain what is required in place, correct?
Yep, and my phone's always open. I'll take any questions, whether it's, you know, water district directly or a subcontractor. I've worked with several of them working on bids that have called me and asked me what the requirements were. I have worked with them on detailing.
Well, you know, this is just, how long have you been here?
A year.
So,
but you had someone before that.
Yeah, we had Jeff
for years.
Right.
You know, the other thing that I'd like to see in the district is a county doing the same thing that we're required.
That has changed, and we are. We're doing the same standards that we're required all the contractors to do.
Okay. I just want to see that as, you know, I've been around here a long time.
And I'm ensuring that.
I just come down Myrtle Avenue and seen a road cut that the county put in for 10 years.
I'm working on a lot of those.
Yeah, so that's what I want to see as far as what you're required. So like she said, it's going to be passed on. If, you know, I would say as a water district, you're receiving nothing from us. You're receiving water to your meter.
But we pay for that. We pay for that, and everyone else pays for road cuts.
Yeah.
And throughout the state, do they waive road cut fees for other water districts?
There's some that do.
So I assume there's some that don't as well?
Probably some that don't. I can't right offhand say they don't.
Because I know fees have increased over the years. Impact fees have been put in place. Things have happened to help cover your costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do to cover your costs.
So, if you're going to implement it into us, that's fine. It'll be passed on to the customer. But I just want to see, as a representative of the district, that it's across the board, not... you know, and you got a new guy that's just into it, but I can read your specs and that, and then I can walk out and show you some that are not in the specs. It's been completed.
And I think Jerry has spoken to that, saying that he's trying to make that's changed now, and he's working on that.
Yep.
So my question is, Alan, are our specs
readable now? Are they easily understood by people who do this, other words, yourself? I could look at it and tell you, I don't have a clue what it says.
Well, as far as me, I can read them and say, this is what should be done.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure that we have it so there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Anybody that is in the business can do that.
Yeah. You know, and the requirements, like going back and fixing. You know, when Jeff was here and that, he called me weekly to verify if that was our road cut or whose it was. And, you know, if there's a problem, we always took care of it. We went over and above as far as Napa City and Yuna County to try and make sure that we do the best or repair what we've done.
Well, you guys did a good part of it.
And I can verify that as well. There has been a couple issues, and they have been Johnny on the spot and taken care of them. We've been great to work with.
So just for clarification, if there is a road cut, do they have to talk to you about that first, or are you made aware after it's happened or while it's happening?
It depends on the circumstances. So if it's an emergency cut, you know, there's a water main break or something like that, they go in, take care of their repair, and they have 24 hours to notify me and submit an application for a permit.
And that's per our ordinance?
It is. If it's a non-emergency, then they do have to get with me ahead of time. At least give me 24 to 48 hours notice ahead of time.
I thought they still had to, what I read was that they still have to get the road cut permit, but we were waiving the fee. So there should be a record they were doing a road cut.
If it's a non-emergency, they get the application road cuts ahead of time. If it's emergency, they take care of the repair to mitigate the damages, and they have 24 hours after that to get the permit. And both situations, the permit fees are waived.
And it's your understanding that that's the process that's always been followed?
To my knowledge, yes.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been. We've always turned in permits when possible, other than emergency, beforehand. And then he verifies the traffic control and everything to make sure that.
And that just maybe is another question, though, as we look at this. Consider who else does road cuts that we don't waive, and are they going to come back and say, once we've opened this, well, how come they get their fees waived but we don't get our fees waived, our road cut fees waived? Or a utility company, we provide a utility that we'll have to, you know, they've had to eat that and absorb that as well, so I can see that being an issue.
Yeah. So
Sonia, according to that, looking at it from that standpoint, when I record documents, if they're a subdivision of the state, if they're under the state number law, it's a free charge
to record the document.
Recording. So I think you could look at it at that standpoint, because it's all a service for the county.
It's going to be splitting hairs, because you've got utilities, though, that are not, but they provide a utility that is essential to people that live here. Yeah. So how do you say,
if you record a document through Basin Land and it's for the county, they will be charged because they're not a subdivision of the state.
Right.
So, but if you record it as a commission, you're not charged because you are that subdivision in the umbrella of the state. Same scenario in my mind.
So your gas company and power company, that's private. Mm-hmm. So
I don't want to get into gas and power, though, in the government. So, yeah.
Versus where we're an entity, county. And we have, as far as water and sewer, we're in the county. We're the county supplier. As far as Vernal City might have a little bit, but
their Vernal City's water main runs down 3500 east.
Yeah,
so there's some Vernal City and Ballard stuff. There's some municipalities that have utilities and county right-of-ways as well.
So this Ballard, there's a wave to it right now. So
right now, all the culinary water utilities are waived.
And I know back when this was brought about because we, in the past, before we were charged, and it come on some of these major projects, is where the commission at that time waived the fees. And it was basically just, you know, so you could do more of the project. Because if you, I don't know, at one time I think it was 75 cents a lineal foot if you're going parallel, and then so much across even that. So that's kind of when it was waived, because it was, you know, you were into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you take that out of the project as far as putting more pipe in the ground. So that was when it was looked at as far as being waived for Ashley Valley and the other water districts.
I think I just don't want to start something that is what they call arbitrary and capricious, that we're selecting some we do, some we don't, and then we have no basis, real solid concrete foundation or basis to do that. It's just like, yeah, we think that's to the public good, so we're going to waive it for you, but this one's not, and we're not going to. I would just like to get more information about that.
I think we need to look at this contract also, this agreement. If it's not, if it was based upon a potential benefit to the county also, but we've received none of that, maybe we need to base it on something else. I don't know if there's other areas where the water districts, and we work with them with some other things that could benefit. But certainly, road cuts would be a cost of the business, and I know it's brought up, you know, it could be passed on to the consumers, but it's a coster. That's what water districts have to do. So I think your commission should look at this, and it's ultimately your decision if you want to continue that, but maybe there should be other terms that, since it hasn't benefited us with water hookups.
Right.
So you would like us to provide what benefit we think?
No, I don't know.
I'm asking, you know, what benefit we feel like that this has done for us, for the county.
Well, I'm speaking from the county's perspective.
Yeah.
If we base this on water hookups, but we never use that.
Yeah.
Well, is there something else that we could negotiate in exchange for this? I'm just looking at it from the county's perspective. But I don't know offhand.
Yeah.
What if there is anything?
Well, like the water meter we install up at the pit. Every summer.
The asphalt pit, yeah.
You install it every summer and then remove it?
Yeah, off of our fire hydrant.
So on behalf of the county, for the county, is that what you get? So say something like that, you could bring that up.
That's what I'm asking, just something that we do.
Yeah, certainly.
You're not aware of that.
Right.
You know, it isn't written down.
Right, it's probably a few things like that, correct?
Yeah. You know, or if we provide water out of our system for county water trucks or stuff like that, you know, you don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd like to know that.
Stuff like that. You know, then you got a basis to say, hey, this is what we get.
Right, so when people ask, why are you doing this? We can say, oh, look at the benefit. Exactly.
Yeah, that's all I was asking.
I think that makes sense.
It would be very helpful to us, yeah.
You could get that and let us know. We can ask the other districts the same thing.
Yeah. You know, because you guys, the road department is everywhere in the county, out there and stuff like that. So no matter what district, whether you're in Jensen or wherever.
That'd be very helpful.
Just kind of going off topic for a minute or similar thing. I appreciate Jerry Kaufman, who has really been here for years, really jumped into this, and I worked with him on quite a few things because he's bringing these things up to our attention that we, you know, haven't ignored or we haven't known about. So I appreciate Jerry. He's doing a great job, and I want the commission to know it's very beneficial to the
job. I've seen it, and I echo that. Thank you,
Jerry. Absolutely, thank you.
Well, and I'll say, I haven't worked with you personally, but my guys have, and they really you know, appreciate, because he does calls, and Jeff did the same too. We were had a good relationship, so we were a little scared when you come on. Like, Jeff's been great, but we try. My guys try to make sure that you're happy. That's what we want.
That's great. I appreciate it. And likewise, you know, you as a whole district have been great to work with and haven't had any issues. So, you know, we've been able to work through everything that has come up and been mutual.
Okay, anything further? Case Berger. Thank you. Alan, thank you so much.
Appreciate you coming.
That perspective is great.
Well,